I'd like to call to order meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Thank everyone for being here tonight and those watching on television. I'd like to ask you to please stand as Wildcat Company presents our colors and then join me in the pledge to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated. Thank you. I'll put in a little plug for our ROTC group. And one of many things that they're participating in is called Wreaths Across America. And the goal is to have a wreath on each veteran's headstone in Oak Ridge Memorial Park. There is no federal or state funding for this effort. You can help with a donation of $15 per wreath. If you're here tonight and you're interested, I have some information I'll be glad to hand you, or you can contact our ROTC folks at Oak Ridge High School. Next is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Please cast your vote for approval. Motion passes unanimously. I would point out that Ms. Agle is obviously not here tonight. She is in North Carolina, where she has become a new grandmother. But she is here with us. She's right here on my phone listening, and she's on her computer because she just voted. So she is here with us, and congratulations to her and Chuck and their family for this new addition to their family. I think it's the first of grandchildren. It's the first boy in the family. Is that right, Angie?
This is the second boy. My first grandson was born April 1st, 2020.
Oh, they're the second boy in the family. Well, good. It's good to give Chuck some ammunition to kind of help him out a little bit. Okay. Next, we're going to move to special reports and presentations. Based on an article that was in today's Oak Ridger, there's been some confusion over a policy that we'll be taking a look at on into our agenda. So I've asked our superintendent to kind of clear up that confusion and set the record straight as to what actually we are discussing. Dr. Borchers.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we've had some confusion or some miscommunication today around policy 6.402, which is physical examinations and immunizations. And I'll try to read this slowly, but just so we have some people here that maybe are interested in that or at home actually watching on TV that are interested. But to clarify, state law now includes an additional vaccine exception. So that's a state law and that includes an additional vaccine exemption. So if in the future any COVID-19 or variant vaccine is required for students, an exemption will be granted for individuals whose religious tenets and practices conflict with the vaccination. So that's what we're doing tonight with our policy, and we're adding an additional exemption for those reasons.
Thank you. Then we move to some of the good news that's taking place across our school district. Ms. Webb, we'll start with you.
The art department students received 8 awards for submissions to the TVA student art exhibit. Categories for these awards are best photograph, best mixed media. 12th grade submissions had second and third place. 10th grade submissions, honorable mention. 9th grade submissions, first and third place. And the Congressional Medal of Honor. The Oak Ridge High School boys varsity cross country team finished 5th out of 37 teams at the Cherokee Classic in Knoxville. All 15 clinical students in Oak Ridge High School Health Sciences received their OSHA healthcare certifications. And the Microsoft certification process has just begun at Oak Ridge High School, and 7 students have already earned their specialist certification in Word 19. Some more good news from JMS. The 3 JMS First LEGO League teams participated in a programming boot camp on Saturday, August 28, 2021. The boot camp was run by Dr. Jeff Thompson from the East Tennessee Robotics Foundation. Team members learned how to drive, manipulate attachments, and use various sensors. Members from the Secret City Wildbots, First Robotics Team 4265, volunteered as their mentors. It was a very successful day and a great start to our Cargo Connect Challenge.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. Oak Ridge Schools have 9 students who were winners in the recent Myra Kimmelman Learning from the Holocaust contest, sponsored by the Tennessee Holocaust Commission and the Kimmelman family. The contest honors our local friend and Holocaust survivor, Myra Kimmelman, who spent decades of her life educating the Oak Ridge and East Tennessee community about the horrors of the Holocaust until her death in 2019. Myra's son, Bino, attended Oak Ridge High School, and her son, Gene, attended both Robertsville and Oak Ridge High. They generously initiated and sponsored this contest for students across the state of Tennessee last spring. We are thrilled that 2 teams from Robertsville and 1 individual from Oak Ridge High School took the top spots. The Kimmelmans are seeking to continue their mother's legacy, and Oak Ridge students are leading the way in keeping this important topic alive. Ms. Julie Kinder McMillan, RMS, 8th grade English teacher, is a fellow with the THC as well as a member of the planning committee for this contest. And that's just a little good news from Robertsville.
My good news begins at Willowbrook. Willowbrook now has a LEGO robotics program. The program begins with an entry-level LEGO STEM class in which scholars learn how to read blueprints and follow directions. I need to be in that class to learn how to follow directions. They will also have exposure to basic coding methods with OSMO coding. The next level of instruction is LEGO Boost. In this class, scholars learn to code and build LEGO robots while using visual programming applications on iPads. This class will excite scholars as they design, build, and code their own robots while developing critical thinking, communication, and team working skills. The final level of instruction is our LEGO Midstream EV3 class. This is our advanced robotics class in which our scholars will take the knowledge they have gained from previous classes and apply their building and coding skills to real-world problems. Participation in this course is aligned to our portrait of a graduate and will help ensure that Willowbrook scholars are ready for robotics at the middle school and high school levels. Mr. Stevens.
All right, I'll continue with Willowbrook. Art teacher Sarah Cochran submitted 2 pieces of art to the Dogwood Arts Festival student art exhibition, and both were first place winners for their grade level. Daniela Huerta won first place for kindergarten for her pumpkin painting. A Sarah Ward won first place for second grade with her Kooky Cats mixed media piece. Both pieces were professionally framed and returned to the students. In addition, the students received a bag of art supplies, a certificate, and a cash award. Fourth graders were working on storytelling in their classrooms and in the library. In the library, they have picked a personal family story to tell, learn how to write the story structure, and now they're going to memorialize their stories to share during our storytelling festival that we hope to have in the library in 2 weeks. Both have recorded themselves on our Padcasters, yes, it's Padcasters, to see how they can improve their storytelling delivery. And that's just some of the good news at Willowbrook.
And that's just some of the good news taking place in our district. Thank each of the schools for submitting that information. Next, we move to our volunteer recognitions. Starting this month and running through the month of May, the board will select a volunteer from one of our schools. Each school can submit a volunteer to the board that they feel is making a contribution to the success of their school. And this board will tell you right up front that without the many volunteers that we have in our schools, many of the things that our students are exposed to and many of the things that they're able to do would not take place if it were not for these volunteers. So we're honored to recognize a volunteer each month. Now, at the end of May, the board will select one of those volunteers to represent the Oak Ridge School District at our Fall District East Regional Meeting. Hopefully, that person would be selected as the volunteer from the East District, and if they are, then they would go on to the state level, and at our TSBA Leadership Conference and Convention, a state award winner would be selected. So we hope this year one of those people from now until May will follow that path and represent our school district. But we're proud to honor them each month. So starting us this month, I'd like our vice chair, Ms. McLean, to come to the podium. Mr. David Fuller, vice principal from Oak Ridge High School, and this month's honoree, Miss Elizabeth Reagan, to please come forward. And John, you just come on up with her.
Almost 5 days a week. She takes care of concert attire for choruses. She manages gig requests, coordinates the school calendar, assists with fundraising, paperwork, manages and tracks purchase orders, takes care of copying jobs, covers classes. I could go on and on. I think probably the most important thing that Miss Reagan brings to Oak Ridge High School is a smile all the time and a kind word for our students and staff. And Ms. Reagan really makes Oak Ridge High School a better place. So thank you very much. Absolutely.
please help me congratulate and thank Ms. Reagan again for all of the great things she does for our school system. Okay, Ms. Weaver, you're up next. And I had John Spratlin down, but I know that's not John.
Okay. I am Rose Weaver, and this is Vanessa Spratlin.
Well, as Mr. Stevens says, we're better off having her here than John, to be honest with you.
And we are delighted to make this presentation on behalf of the Scarborough Community Alumni Association. It's been a long time coming, and we've appreciated all the support that the school administration, the teachers, all of the whole school system that participated in so many of the activities that we had, not in honor of only the Scarborough 85, but the educational enrichment programs and activities for the Scarborough reunion. It really led toward the theme that was really initiated by John Spratlin, and with the logo in terms of Go Back and Get It, which means the mission of Go Back and to enrich heritage, to enrich education, and to bring our communities together. You, school administration, you Board of Education, teachers, you provided the impetus in a lot of the activities that were held, and we certainly appreciate it. This is just a small token of our appreciation, but we want to acknowledge our Dr. Bruce Borges, our school administration, Kelly Williams, Bruce Lay. We want to acknowledge the helm of the ship, Mr. Keyes Philhauer, who with the Board of Education, with Angie Angel, Aaron Webb, Lauren McLean, Ben Stevens, and all of the teachers and the administrators for supporting what we tried to begin with the honoring of the 85, but more the education of heritage. So this plaque is just a small presentation. It says, presented to Oak Ridge Schools. Now, that encompasses a whole lot. In recognition of your outstanding contribution and support of the Scarborough Community Alumni Association 2021, and we appreciate all that you have done. And Keys, you're going to have to come forward and accept this for everyone. I guess from the school administration, from the teachers, to the young people that participated in the reunion, which was the young people that today are color guards, and all aspects of the schools. We certainly appreciated all your efforts, all your energies. We also have our awards banquet that acknowledges the resolution and some of the other things, as well as pictures to demonstrate. And this is what community is all about. Keys, come up here and join me
with
this.
Well, I'm honored to do that, and mm-hmm. I will do that. Can I not just bring these folks with me,
bring
too?
Bring them,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bring the community. Dr. Williams and Clay, yes. So what do you want to?
You know, I really feel like I should be presenting you all something.
Well.
But I don't have anything to present you other than to say the difference that you all have made and the success has come from hard work, people being involved, like you've stated, and I have a feeling that you're not done yet.
We're not.
Let's turn it around.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you need us to move a little closer?
Yeah, okay. I don't mind my moving. I'm
in the United States. Me too. I'm going to be okay. Thank you.
Thank you again very much. Very much appreciated. Okay. The public forum is next, and the public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented, and at that time, if you would just simply raise your hand so I can see you and I will recognize you to come forward and speak. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we'll move on to items for action. Let me just state again, it can be sometimes confusing for those who have not seen us do this in the past, but according to board policy, we can, as a board, choose to do a first and second reading at the same time. This is our board policy that states the board may also vote to waive the second reading if a proposed amendment to a policy is considered housekeeping or clerical in nature. Many of these policies that we're dealing with and any changes that are being made, many of them are coming from the state level that have been handed down through the legislative process. They're not policies that we've designed or developed as a board or an administration. So the choices that we have are given to us because we have to obviously follow the law. So that's why we have chosen to do a first and second reading to expedite, to go ahead and get these policies in place. Now, if it's something that we feel that is a necessity to have a first reading, say, at this meeting, and then the second reading at our next meeting, we will do that. That might be a financial issue that we're dealing with. It might be a policy that we've made changes two that would have a considerable impact to our school district, and we want to leave time to have public comments, if so choose, on those policies. We're not by any means going to slide something through and not give people a chance to speak to that policy if needed. Now, if it's listed as a first and second reading, the board still has the opportunity to make that change and bring it back for a second reading at our next meeting, particularly if we go in and make a change tonight that maybe the superintendent or his staff needs to bring us some additional information on. So with that being said, our first item is Board Policy 4.213, Family Life Education. This is actually a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.213, Family Life Education.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said last time, state law requires that all boards adopt a policy on family life curriculum. And because this is a new requirement, we are adding this policy. And also, as I mentioned last time, we've been doing the things listed in this policy, so there's really no change in practice for the Oak Ridge schools.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements. This is also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.605, Graduation Requirements.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, the number of credits required to graduate early under the Move On When Ready Act has been reduced to 17. Previously, this requirement was set at 18. So as a result, we've updated our policy to reflect this change.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, Board Policy 4.205, Enrollment in Advanced Courses. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of policy, Board Policy 4.205, Enrollment in Advanced Courses.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Boards are now required to adopt a policy detailing how students can enroll in advanced courses. This policy must list objective enrollment criteria, including TCAP scores and grades. We have updated policy 4.205 to align with this change to state law.
Comments or questions from the board? Dr. Borchers, Ms. Eagle brought this to my attention to ask. In this policy, down at the end of the policy, it speaks to valedictorian and salutatorian, which we do not have in our district. Do we need to take that out?
We certainly can. Yeah, Dr. Williams, can we just, okay.
Okay. I also would mention, Ms. Eagle asked me that within this policy, if you read the policy, you see that there are opportunities if the student is not doing well, either by parent concern or teacher concern, they have the avenue to opt out of that class if that occurs.
Absolutely.
Other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, Board Policy 4.206, Homebound Instruction. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.206, Homebound Instruction.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Change to State Board of Education Regulation 0520-01-13-01 clarifies that students receiving homebound instruction may receive instruction remotely if they are quarantining due to COVID-19. We've updated our policy to reflect this option.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E, Board Policy 6.300, Code of Conduct, first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.300, Code of Conduct.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borges.
I want to give a brief summary because the updated, these policies, numerous policies tonight are going to be updated based on the Teacher Discipline Act. Public Chapter 77 establishes guidelines for principals and teachers to follow when disciplining students, as well as a process for the removal of a student from a teacher's classroom. It also includes an appeal process that a teacher can utilize if the principal denies the teacher's removal request. This new law, the Teacher Discipline Act, impacts several of our policies. This one, 6.300, also 6.306, and 6.4081, that are required by state law. This law is effective January 1st, 2022, but we are providing these in advance to that date. So with the code of conduct, if the board reviews that policy, there's really no change until the very end of that policy on page 5, and just lays out processes for the principal that for the disciplinary procedures. So very little change, but you're going to see more change in the other two policies I mentioned.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving along kind of with that same theme, item F, Board Policy 6.306, Interference, Disruption of School Activities. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.306, Interference, Disruption of School Activities.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borges.
And again, a lot of red here in this updated policy, but this has to do with the removal of a student and gives kind of the guidelines on how to do that, and then also the appeals process that would be followed if need be.
Comments or questions? Okay, Mr. Stevens.
With these particular changes in the student handbook, or is all that rolled into that? I'm trying to think of the way it's getting pushed out to the parents.
Unfortunately, you know, we always update our student handbook prior to the start of the school year, so changes such as this will be reflected in next year's student handbook.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, Board Policy 6.402. Physical examinations and immunizations, first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.402, Physical Examinations and Immunizations.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Bortles.
And again, as we started the meeting, there's been some confusion around this today, and I think some misinformation possibly out there. But again, I'll read, state law now includes an additional vaccine exemption. If in the future any COVID-19 or variant vaccine is required for students, an exemption will be granted for individuals whose religious tenets and practices conflict with vaccination. We have updated that policy to include this. So we really are acting on state law and adding the exemption by law we have to.
Comment, excuse me, comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item H, Board Policy 6.4081, Safe Relocation of Students of First and Second Reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.4081, Safe Relocation of Students.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
And I won't read all of the red lined here, but basically this is in a situation where a student needs to be moved from a present location to another location when such relocation is necessary for the student's safety or the safety of others. So this outlines that process, and Mr. Lay has already put together a draft administrative procedure that goes along with this policy for our principals and teachers to follow.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We're moving out of our policy section of our agenda. Just a quick comment. Our policies are continually updated. We work through the Tennessee School Board Association and their legal staff there to make sure, as I mentioned earlier, if new legislation has occurred that affects our policies, that we're brought up to date within our policies. And this is what we've been doing for the last few meetings. And we continue to do that throughout the year, probably not as much as we have in the last several meetings. They just kind of seem to come all at once. But that's what we're doing. Just again to make sure that we are meeting the legal standards of the law for our staff and our students. So we move to a second reading on budget transfer number one. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY22 budget transfer number one.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
And just real quickly, as we talked about last time, this reflects a conversion of an ORHS math teacher position to a health science CTE position, transfer from contingency to establish a new kindergarten teaching position at Linden, technology account transfer to establish temporary hourly laborer, and maintenance operation transfer for ESG, and then other routine budget transfers and revisions.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next is approval of the Oak Ridge High School Career Exploration Club. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS Career Exploration Club.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the attachment there, we've got some students interested in career exploration, and their purpose is to reach out to people in the community in order to understand more career options. And I'll say that Dr. Williams and Dr. Cross have reached out to Dr. Morton and shared the wealth of resources that we have, and we think this will be a good connection with students as well as everything else that we're doing.
I'll have to say, when I first read this, I was a little surprised, but very welcoming of this initiative by these students to do this, and I hope it encompasses a number of students being involved in this opportunity, because I think it is a great opportunity to explore and find out before you get out there.
That's
right. And have to make some decisions. Other comments?
I thought it was a great idea as they list the using a webinar. So
yeah.
Not only finding the information, but also possibly pushing it out to their peers, what they've discovered. So making max use of what we seem to be using so very much, whether it's Teams or Zoom or any of the other webinar type products.
Absolutely.
Good for them.
Absolutely. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. It's always good to receive the agenda and see the next few listings that we're going to be approving. First item K, FY22, ESSER Planning Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 ESSER Planning Grant, which is a non-competitive funding available to all interested Tennessee districts.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
You have a detailed memo from Dr. Williams on this. I'll try to summarize a little bit. TDOE provided the planning grants to allow districts to partner with third-party service providers to add additional capacity and assist with strategy and execution across the ESSERs 1 through 3 grant-required components of community engagement, data collection, data analysis, and reporting. So this will be a big help as we try to track all of this data through ESSER funding.
Other comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, FY22 American Rescue Plan IDEA grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 ARP IDEA grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the attachment, this grant is new this year and is money specifically earmarked for students with disabilities from the American Rescue Plan. Oak Ridge received a prorated portion of the state's allocation of $56 million, which turns out to be $264,151 for the Oak Ridge schools. And you can see the grant summary pages are attached.
Comments or questions?
Grants are good.
Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M, FY22 Transition School to Work Grant Contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Transition School to Work Program Grant Contract.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And has been shared, grants are good. As you can see from the memo there, the contract is for 3 full-time employees to be hired by the Oak Ridge Schools to strengthen and expand our work-based learning program and increase both the career-ready skills and career options for our students with moderate to severe disabilities. So lots of other information there, but a great grant to get, and we appreciate Mr. Stoltz going out and getting this one.
Questions, comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item N, FY22 Safe Schools Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Safe Schools Grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And as the board can see from the memo, this year the grant totals $89,320, and couple that with our carryover, we're up to $91,790, and we'll be using that to install a new intercom system at Jefferson, add a paging app at Secret City Academy, replace outdated security cameras across the district, install an additional server to support digital camera systems, and provide additional safety professional development for staff.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item O, FY22 Innovative High Schools Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Innovative High Schools Grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, you've approved this already, but since there's more funding that we'll be spending out of this year's budget, we have to approve that again. But I'll just, as a reminder, because it's kind of fun to say the summary of what this is, briefly, the Innovative High Schools Grant supports a vision called iSchool, where students are learning about systems thinking, design thinking, integrative thinking, wicked problem solving, lean and agile principles and methods, and the science of learning. And you'll see later in the agenda, we have a couple of pieces of equipment that will be purchased out of this grant.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Okay. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Moving on to item Q. P, sorry. I'm showing up on me and technology. P, FY22 Coordinated School Health Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 Coordinated School Health Grant.
Per superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borges.
As the board knows, this is something we do every year, and just want to say that Marsha Wade's been doing a fantastic job in this role for us.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, cast your vote, please. Motion passes unanimously. Now, item Q, FY22 21st CCLC Cohort Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY22 21st Century Community Learning Center Grant Cohort Grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borges.
Again, one of those annual grants that we receive, and we all know full well the things that Joe Bruce and her team do for the community and for our students and families out of this grant.
Comments or questions? Mr. Stevens.
Once again, I think it's important that we always emphasize, or I feel it's important we always emphasize, the time and energy that the staff in many cases has done to find the grant, to finance various programs that have proven to be extremely beneficial for all our students. The time and energy it takes in many cases is far beyond what most of us would do if we had to do the same thing. But it speaks to the outstanding work that the staff does in finding the money to bring before our students some innovative and outstanding programs that you just won't find anywhere else. And that's why I think it's good to acknowledge that effort for the superintendent, his staff, and principals, and everyone. It takes a lot of work, and I'm extremely impressed at the effort to find the additional funding to go far above and beyond what just the state requires in those kinds of things. So big attaboy from me, and to keep up the good work, because it's impressive, and our students are getting an opportunity to do a number of things right here in the high school and middle schools and elementary schools. And we won't even begin to talk about preschool. They're just outstanding with the little people. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for your time and effort to do this.
You go back to our last two meetings, including this meeting, look at the agendas, take those grants out that they say they're not there at all, and look at what we've lost. So your comment, and it just didn't happen because somebody said, oh, there's, you know, we ought to have that. Mm-hmm. It does take time and effort, and as a whole, the board is appreciative of all of those individuals that make this happen, because we're doing a lot of good things because of it. Okay, I guess we need to vote on this, don't we? So please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Now we're going to see the benefits of some of those grants. Item R, purchase of composite 3D printer. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a composite 3D printer from 3Dology in the amount of $119,795.
Per the superintendent's recommendation.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain.
And as you've shared, Mr. Chairman, I mean, this would not be possible. This item, the next item, would not be possible without that grant. I want to thank Dr. Williams and Dr. Cross, obviously, for winning this grant. It's a very, very large grant because our kids will definitely, definitely benefit, and you won't find this type of equipment in very many high schools.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item S, purchase of HAAS 5-axis CNC mill. I'm going to need some help with this one. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the purchase of a Haas 5-axis CNC mill from Phillips Commercial for a price of $152,295 and, yes, 25 cents at the end of that big purchase.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
So just again, another piece of equipment that, as Mr. Stevens and I were talking, you might not find in a college setting somewhere, but it will be up in Oak Ridge High School, and our kids are going to benefit from that.
Could you tell me exactly what this does?
Is
there somebody that could tell me that?
Dr. Ross, you'd like to...
So I probably, my best benefit would go to see this in action.
That's right.
I look forward to that.
You can fabricate parts out of it. So if you need like a replacement valve and a building, you can make a valve from it.
So you're familiar with using one of these?
Not that exact one, but yes.
And I assure you, there are kids waiting right now for this to be in place, and they'll step right up and go to town on it. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. I just got a text from Angie, said Chuck could probably tell about what that is. I'm sure he could. Well, Angie, we also had somebody in the audience that helped us out besides Holly as well. Next item T, purchase of district cameras and server. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a new replacement cameras and additions of one of our servers for the district CCTV system from System Integrations Incorporated.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
So as I mentioned, as you can see in the memo, though, approving the purchase of cameras and a new server for the CCTV system. And then also, this will get rid of all of our analog cameras as well. So we'll have all digital, and we'll replace and add some additional coverage as needed as well.
Comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item U is an addition of a 1.0 special education TA at Glenwood Elementary. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 1.0 FTE special education TA position at Glenwood Elementary.
Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
As you can see from the memo there, again, the need for the TA is based on an increased number of students with IEPs at Glenwood. This position will run through the end of the current school year based on the grant funding the position.
Is there potential for this grant? We may not know this, but is there potential, if need be, that this grant, we would have to apply for it again to extend the funding for this position if we need this position?
John, do you want to answer that?
Yes, sir. This grant has a significant amount of money.
The millions out there in TV land.
Yes, wanna, sir.
You might want to tilt that mic. There you go.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you.
This grant has money that we will be able to carry forward. It does not have to be obligated in full until September 30 of 2023, so we should be able to keep this going. I am hopeful, though, that when these students matriculate into Jefferson Middle School, finagling around in the budget a little bit in special education, that hopefully we can increase a teacher with this grant next year at Jefferson Middle School with these students.
Good. Very good. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item V, FY21 Internal School Funds Audit. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 Financial Audit Report for the individual school locations' student activity funds.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
So is what is now becoming very, very normal out of Pat's department. Received another great report from our auditors. The results of the audit examination for the individual student activity funds for each school continue to reflect an overall commitment by staff to the fiscal management and observance of Board of Education policies and procedures. But really want to thank you to our buildings and a thank you to Pat for all they do.
Ms. Smith, comments?
The only thing I would add is we have an amazing group of administrators and bookkeepers at each of our schools that did a fantastic job. They're amazing to work with.
Now, the superintendent did say, and I agree with him, what's becoming normal. But I think back to my coaching days when we were having success and winning seemed to be normal. If we weren't careful, we drifted off and we weren't as successful. So no drifting off. Normal is not good enough. Keep reaching for the higher bar. Any other comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item W, resolution for committed fund balance. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the attached resolution establishing a committed fund balance for future purchases of technology.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
As the board's aware, and we've had discussions about it at workshops, with the ESSER funds, there are some really wonderful things that have happened and we'll be able to do moving forward, but we also know that that's kind of caused it, which will be a cliff at some point in technology when that time comes, because we bought so much at this time with those ESSER funds that we have decided to recommend, and I won't read this entire resolution, but I'll read the last part. Yes.
Well, let me just ask, and this is probably a Lynn question. This will go into the minutes if approved. Does it need to be read into the minutes? Because it is attached to it. It's not, okay. Just want to make sure. Okay.
But I will read that last part, the last paragraph. In accordance with the provisions of GASB 54, we hereby commit $3 million of general fund balance for future technology expenditures. Within that, as indicated by the committed fund classification, cannot be used for any other purpose other than directed above, unless the Board of Education adopts another resolution to remove or change the constraint. And as the board knows, we've done this before in other items, but what we're trying to say is let's protect this money so that 4 years from now, when we have that cliff, which we know will come, that we'll be able to go back, use these funds for the technology refresh for our devices.
Comments or questions from the board?
I think we're just working smart, and that's wonderful. We have the opportunity to do that, so absolutely seize the moment.
Hearing no one else, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving next to items for information, attendance and enrollment, Mr. Lay.
Yes, sir. If we compare our enrollment this month compared to the same month this past school year, our enrollment is up 106 students. That's maybe slightly misleading. 65 of those students would be our preschool students, and we know we were much lower at preschool last year, and we assumed it was due to the pandemic. So, but basically, as a system, we were up 106 students, and then the growth as far as our regular schools would be Linden. They are up 56 students in comparison to last year, and we know there's a lot of growth on that side of our city. So that would be our enrollment report for the month.
Are we on a waiting list at the preschool?
I asked her that question a few weeks ago.
And I did too.
We had a waiting list, I think, 6 or 7 weeks ago. It was my understanding that we did not have one as of a couple weeks ago. So I think we slowly worked those students in.
Okay, good. And we hope that 65 that started with us there will keep moving on up the ladder.
Yes, sir.
And we know that if that number on the West End continues, there's some very difficult discussions this board will have to have. So,
and we've actually been surprised because, I mean, we knew we would have growth at Linden. We did not anticipate reductions in some other schools. I mean, it's somewhat hard to explain the growth at Linden, but then a reduction at Robertsville because they feed the same community. So once again, we're continuing to watch and monitor and see where we end up.
Thank you. And questions from the board? Okay. Finance report. Again, thank you for sending out the information as you have been. Again, it's very helpful. Getting it like that, speaking for myself, gives me a better chance to sit down and digest it a little bit and look at it as opposed to getting it here. So please continue doing that. Items for discussion. I want to go, before I have a comment here, to Mr. Lay to tell us a little bit, give us an update on what's happening within our school district in reference to COVID.
Okay, and this is one of those very positive reports. I just have nothing but positive to share. And I'll start by just saying thank you to our principals. our assistant principals, our guidance departments, our teachers, they're working hard, and they have a lot of tasks on their plate that they will have not had in previous years, and they're just doing this to keep our students and our staff safe. But if you look at our dashboard today, we have 11 students who are currently confirmed active cases of COVID. If you actually do the math, that represents a 0.0029 percentage of our student body. We actually have one staff member that is currently active with COVID. And you look at our current protocols, and I have the pleasure of keeping up with this data. It's very clear that numbers were rising quickly at Willowbrook, and we basically did a mask mandate. And within about 10 days, we saw those numbers start going the other direction, decreasing. We had the same situation at Robertsville, and then again at Jefferson. Once again, our numbers were escalating. We basically did a mask mandate, and once again, about 10 days later, you saw those numbers start coming down. And then the board had the wisdom to go ahead and implement a mask mandate system-wide, and we've just seen our numbers continue to decrease. So it's very clear from where I sit that the protocols, wearing masks, washing hands, social distancing as we can, they're just working, and we are just really in a great place when it comes to COVID-19.
I hope the press listened to those comments and accurately reports that. I think it's very important, particularly the part of the hard work that across the board our staff and our administrators have done within our buildings and our students to help make this happen. We'd like to say 0-0, but these numbers, you look other school districts, we're very fortunate. As they say, I'm gonna look into the camera if I actually knew where the camera was to look into it. But I'm going to look ahead, and I'm saying this to everybody. At the end of the day, this Friday, our school district is going on a two-week fall break. Now, I realize the first week, for the first 4 days, we're having intersession in our school building, so there's still very valuable activities going on. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities for our students, our families, and our community during this time to find themselves in a position where if we don't practice being safe, practice being healthy, doing the things that we're asking our students to do in our schools, if we don't continue doing those, then we're going to come back to school. And the potential exists at our next board meeting that these numbers might not be as positive as they are now. So this board is encouraging. Please, please be smart. Please think before you leap and continue doing the things that you've been doing at home, out in the community, and in our school buildings. Continue doing those during these 2 weeks when we're not full bore in our school buildings, so we can come back and when Mr. Lay is asked to give that report again at our next board meeting, it will be a positive report as well. So, old business, new business, communications, couple of items the board needs to be aware of. In November, we're going to start back with our TV program, Focus on Education. Since this information came to me, I went ahead and took the one in November. So whichever board member wants to take either December 7th or 14th, please just jump right on that, and then we'll start back again in January. We're going to do them on Tuesday nights instead of Wednesdays. On Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays. So if you're interested in the 7th or the 14th, please let me know. Tomorrow night, this board will be participating in our fall district meeting. Unfortunately, this meeting is going to be conducted virtually and will be for an hour. We'll go over legislative impact for the coming year, present some awards during that hour period of time. So this is in our East region that we'll be having this. This is tomorrow night from 5 to 6. On Wednesday, we'll be visiting Linden. Again, that time has been changed to 8:30 at Linden on the 29th. On Friday, Oak Ridge has a home football game against Powell. At 7 o'clock, there'll be a dedication on the top part of the steps to a memorial to honor the life and legend of Jackie Pope. And that takes place at 7 o'clock. If board members can be there, certainly the community is welcome to be there. That's this Friday at 7 o'clock. Our next board meeting, in October, we'll be visiting Willowbrook on the 20th. We've scheduled that time at 7:45. I don't know if we're going to stick with that time now or not, but if for the time being, 7:45. And then our next board meeting would be October 25th. Dr. Borchers, Dr. Williams, Mr. Lay, any final comments?
I just know our staff has worked extremely hard, and they have a good break when they can get there after Friday here, but a well-deserved break for many of our staff.
Board members? Angie, thank you for being here. Good luck being a granny again, and we hope to see you soon. Oh, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, can I circle back and ask a question in regards to Mr. Lay's numbers? I don't
know how to do that. Yeah, if you want to come up after the meet, I'm going to adjourn. Just come up if you want to, and he'll be glad to go over those with you if you do that. And we stand adjourned. Yeah, no.